On this great celebration, we have the great privilege to gather here and worship our Lord in this beautiful liturgy. It is a great moment for the parish to rally together, to put all the pieces together. And I want to thank everyone at this point in the Mass. I want to thank everyone who's worked so diligently. The clergy, the sacristans, hospitality ministers, altar servers, lectors, communion ministers, church decorators and cleaners, we must not forget those, and our wonderful musicians. And let us offer a sign of gratitude to all these people. Once again, I offer a welcome to all our visitors who are here with us to celebrate Christmas. For those who have no church home or who are looking, you are invited and welcomed to be here permanently. We gather for Mass on weekdays, check our bulletin for our schedule, and of course on Sunday. We devote ourselves to a saving and sacramental relationship with Jesus Christ inside His Holy Catholic Church. We do still acknowledge we are sinners in need of salvation and devote ourselves to ongoing conversion. Join us, and with faith in Jesus Christ, let us together be a sign of hope to the world. Christmas has a way of getting us to focus on one small baby. Or does it? Or does it? The world tells us to focus on many other, rather new elements of this so-called happy holiday. So maybe you've been distracted with wishes of a white snowy day, that's out the window, shopping, and or grandma's once unfortunate run-in with that reindeer. Allow me, if this is the case, then to help you refocus. The story of the Nativity of Jesus Christ is well known to us. The details have been read aloud here for your annual reminding. Yet step back and consider, what is the significance of this birth? Step back further and consider how this birth of this babe really did once and for all change everything, everything about the world. And to do all that stepping back, we need to step all the way back to the beginning. In the beginning, God created a man and a woman, Adam and Eve. They lived the perfect life in a perfect enclosed garden and were perfectly in communion with God who created them. A perfect life with only one rule: do not eat the fruit off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Yet, as we know, a fallen angel in the form of a serpent managed to convince the woman Eve to take some fruit and to eat it, and to get her companion, Adam, to eat it too. So it happened. Thereby, this original sin corrupted and it ruined paradise. Thus, Adam and Eve were punished by being kicked out of the garden, never to return. Now, sin and corruption followed Adam and Eve and their offspring for a very long time. But, there's always a but. But in God's own time, He reversed that trick, that corruption of the devil. God created another perfect, sinless woman, as Eve had been before her fall, so that a new, perfect garden would be established, one that would not contain any corruption or sin whatsoever. And from that garden would arise a new and perfect Adam, a new Adam that would reverse sin in its entirety and thereby get the entire race of Adam back into perfect communion relationship with God. The young lady of Nazareth, Mary, was chosen by God to become the new Eve. This is why she had to have been immaculately conceived. Because recall, Eve was created perfect in the beginning. Then at the proper time, an angel of God came to Mary and spoke to her. And Mary agreed to obey God's plan. The opposite of Eve being tricked to what? Disobey God. Then God created within her the new Adam. And this is the opposite of Eve coming from Adam's side, right? Herein, the new Adam comes from the womb of the new Eve. Can you see? Can you see it? How God's mysterious plan reverses the short-sighted trick of the devil. But the reversal does not stop there. Further proof of the reversal shows itself even in the very birth of the Christ child. The sin of Adam and Eve caused the perfect walls of the Garden of Eden to collapse, just collapse. And thus, they left the garden by walking away. Can't do that if there's a wall there. Walking away in banishment. However, Catholic tradition tells us that Mary is the blessed ever-Virgin Mary. Meaning that because she was immaculately conceived, she had no original sin, and therefore her womb was a new, immaculate garden whose walls could never collapse. And that is to say that she would remain ever virgin. Therefore, her miraculous baby must come from the side of Mary, just the same as how Eve came from the side of Adam. Birth, in this manner, creates, finishes the full reversal of the tragedy of Adam and Eve. And by result, the Blessed Mother remains, paradoxically I know, an ever-virgin mother. Ladies and gentlemen, the incarnation, that is to say, birth of the second person of the Blessed Trinity, is nothing short of the total, complete, perfect, and miraculous reversal of the tragedy of the Garden of Eden. All that happened with Adam and Eve is totally reversed in Mary and Jesus. And thanks be to God's plan of salvation, the trick of the devil, the root of all sin, has been irrevocably reversed. And the birth of Jesus Christ is that reversal. This is why we baptize our children, to get them spiritually attached to Jesus Christ, so that their original sin gets washed away in the reversal of sin that is caused by the birth of Christ. This is why we confess our sins to Christ via the priest, who is Christ's agent, to rewash ourselves in the reversal of sin that is caused by the birth of Christ. This is why we dutifully come to Mass every Sunday, as required by the Church of Jesus Christ, the Catholic Church. It's why we dutifully come to Mass every Sunday, to spiritually reunite ourselves in Holy Communion, to participate in the reversal of sin that is caused by the birth of Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, angels and kings alike, if you personally wish to be banished forever from the Garden of Eden, if this is your wish, as were our ancestors Adam and Eve, you are in the wrong place. This temple, this church of God, is set up to lead people to Jesus Christ, to keep people connected to Jesus Christ, and to enjoy the fruits of Christ's reversal of sin caused by his glorious birth. God does not want any one of you, God does not want any one of you to live under the influence and tricks of the devil. And be not fooled, the devil and his servants are alive and well and full of every trick in the book. Matter of fact, they wrote the entire book on trickery, lying, and deception. God instead has done only what God himself can do. He has outdone the trickster. God, via the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Ever Virgin Mary, via the conception of the new Adam by the power of the Holy Spirit, via the humble birth in a manger out in the backwaters of society, far from what anyone would consider a paradise, and via the life, teaching, suffering, and death of the new Adam, God has totally and utterly reversed the sinful lot of humanity and given us a singular spiritual path back to eternal blessed communion with God in paradise. That singular path is Jesus Christ, baptism in him, communion with him, all within the spiritual safety and protection of his holy Catholic Church. So this Christmas, don't make the Adam and Eve mistake. Do not grab fruit from forbidden places. Just don't do it. Instead, rejoice in what God has done for you, for me, for us all. For he has reversed our original sin and has shown us the way home to him. And God, yes, has done all that through one small baby.